Lebanon, a country gripped by an unprecedented economic and financial crisis, cancer patients have been fighting on two fronts, to beat the disease and to secure life-saving medication. While cancer medications are not regularly available through the Ministry of Public Health or other legal channels, desperate patients have resorted to the black market, where most drugs are forged. Caretaker Public Health Minister Firas Abayat denied reports that cancer drugs have been smuggled from the ministry to the black market, stressing that the medications that were donated lately were listed in Meditrack, enabling tight control over them. Cancer medications went through two phases, before and after Meditrack, Abayat told This Is Beirut. The minister noted that prior to the installation of Meditrack, a system for tracking medication distribution, drugs had been leaked to the black market and might still be there. Some 7 months ago, we had irregularities in the distribution, which is why we created Meditrack, which initially started with 9 listed drugs and now has more than 250, Abayat said, adding, we have a better system now that allows us to keep tight control over drug distribution. According to Abayat, the two most important breast cancer medications are available in hospitals and covered by 90 to 100% for almost all patients. Joe Saloum, president of the Lebanese Order of Pharmacists, complained that a large number of cancer medications are not available due to the ministry's lack of funding to purchase them. We need $50 to $60 million per month to pay the medication bill, but we are paying only $25 million. Therefore, more than 60% of cancer medications are lacking, Saloum said in an interview with This Is Beirut. Unfortunately, cancer patients are suffering from drug shortages and are forced to purchase them from the black market, where most are counterfeit, he added.